killed seven more wounded when a man went on a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois. A 22-year-old man is now in custody. No word yet on a possible motive. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think you're going to love the forecast for the next few days. Today, a little below normal. High temperature up to about 69, but a nice day. Mostly clear skies. Tonight will fall to the mid-40s for the overnight low temperature. Good Friday is a good forecast with a high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Maybe even the mid-80s by the time Monday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
The U.S. House passed a bill that was written by Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer. The bill is called the Cutting Green Corruption and Taxes Act. It eliminates a green energy fund that was created after the Inflation Reduction Act was passed by Congress in August of 2022. $27 billion was assigned to the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which Palmer calls nothing more than a slush fund that does not aid the environment, but instead the money is used for special interest groups, climate activists, and political allies to the left. Palmer's bill would eliminate that fund. However, it's now in consideration with the U.S. Senate, which is controlled by Democrats. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A search is underway in Carbon Hill for a murder suspect considered armed and dangerous. Police are searching for Lonnie Tatum after a shooting occurred on Tuesday. Tatum is identified as the one who fled the scene. He's described as white, 6'1", 250 pounds. Police in Anniston make an arrest regarding a hit and run that involved a young child being injured on March 16th. 20-year-old Amari Curry is now charged with felony hit and run and has since bonded out of the Calhoun County Jail. The 4-year-old child that was hit by the vehicle suffered a broken leg. And a Dothan man is arrested in Florida for spray painting signs at the Florida State Capitol. 23-year-old Kylie Justice, along with a Florida woman, were charged with misdemeanor crimes for writing Save Gaza in red paint on traffic posts. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Madness is happening right now.
But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Hold on to your butts.
Joey Clark.
Ah, welcome. Into the news and views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, you look good today, and Tacky Jack's bringing back good memories for me. Good eating right there.
Good eating. We stayed at a condo across from them one night, or I guess for a week. Mm-hmm. So it was great. We got to hear the music over the water all night long. I dug it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, there's so many around where my dad lives that, we've been there many a time. And I miss going out on the water with the pops. And, you know, I have to say, folks, that I often, as usual, get in these moods where, like, just end it. Like, I watch this whole 3-hour interview on nuclear Armageddon.
Were you looking for the button?
No, and it is shocking, but then I'll wake up the next morning, I'm like, well, Annie Jacobson, I know you're warning the world, but it seems like that's what the world deserves. But then, because of modern technology, you know, the good comes with the bad. Like, AI and all these microchips in us, it's the mark of the beast, son.
What I hear.
And they're going to control us through communications. You won't be able to buy or sell, like it says.
Right.
And then you see clips of people that are putting tweets up with just their mind because of the Neuralink chip. Saw one of a guy who's fully paraplegic. He cannot move.
Same one, yeah.
And he's playing Mario Kart.
That's the one I saw.
It's amazing. I know a story for a fact. It's not my story to tell, so I won't say who it is. But somebody who could no longer speak was able to AI clone their voice to give a toast at a reception for his son's wedding. So the technology offers amazing things. And then on a personal level, I wake up and I see it sent over the family shared album of little Lucy, my brand new niece, is now got to be 5-6 months, and Mabel, she's white, a white lab.
Yeah.
A little more energetic and younger than the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha Gimli, who's still around. But Mabel gets up on the bed, and so there's little Lucy sitting right there, and Mabel just on her back, licking Lucy in the face, and to where even this like 4-5-6 month-year-old is like petting the dog and be like, okay, enough. And I'm like, wow,
enough.
Like, the world doesn't matter if you could just stay in that moment right there forever. That's the stuff that counts. So that's where I'm at today. I'm all over the place, honestly. Yeah. But we have Jeff Deist joining the show at 1:30. Looking forward to talking to Jeff. And plenty in the news,
man,
from harrowing and frustrating to, well, who knows what's coming around the corner. For instance, the Mountain Gate pastors, these are the ones that were arrested in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And both Senators Britt and Tuberville, and now I think Cruz, Senator Cruz and a couple others, have joined in on a joint resolution condemning the Nicaraguan government. And, well, here's the latest in that. The pastors that were all arrested have now been sentenced to prison.
Oh, wow.
This is after they hosted mass evangelical events. You know, we know so many folks who do these mission trips.
Mm-hmm.
And there are churches being set up all over the world. And I think it is one of the reasons for hope in the world. Not that I'm ready to jump into one particular Christian denomination, but I think that sort of counterbalance, the message of Christ that we are celebrating, especially starting today this week, is a counterbalance to all the raging authorities. I think if all that mattered in this world was just the political back and forth, who is stronger, who's the mightiest, might makes right, then yes, what we deserve at the end of the day is nuclear Armageddon. And if that really is what people only care about, that's what we're going to get.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm crazy, no, we're flirting with it.
Right.
We're definitely flirting with it. But you can see why people might react to Christianity in their country, because it does create a counterbalance. So these pastors, I'm looking at 8, 10 of them. Mostly young men. And it's not like the white savior complex. Mm-hmm. That's all the rage people talking about today. No, these are local men. Well, 11 Mountain Gate pastors are arrested in December in Nicaragua. They've been sentenced to 12 to 15 years in prison. Wow. In order to pay over $80 million each in fines. Now, Mountain Gate is a nonprofit Christian organization founded by an Alabamian named John Britton Hancock. Hancock said the sham conviction is another way rogue individuals within the Nicaraguan government have persecuted Christians. It is not that we were hoping, it's not what we were hoping for, but it is what we expected, because there's just no rule of law or due process, Hancock told 1819 News. He himself was threatened with arrest for even setting up this organization and promoting Christianity there in that part of the world. And it's just a shame. It's a shame to see. But I want to go away from my musings and my words, and we'll get to all the news in a second, because today is Holy Thursday. Mm-hmm. And read, I promised him I would, and I think I should, read Judge Napolitano's op-ed.
Excellent.
It's called Taking Easter Seriously. And it's a, well, it's a message that I don't know if I could pen as well as Judge Knapp, but it's one I think I ought to read. It starts with a quote from Lord Alfred Tennyson. It says, quote, "That God, whichever lives and loves, one God, one law, one element, and one far-off divine event to which the whole creation moves." Judge Knapp writes, "When American colonists were oppressed by British governance, the word most frequently uttered in pamphlets, editorials, and sermons was not safety or taxes. It was freedom. Yet two intolerable acts of Parliament so assaulted personal freedom that they broke the bonds with the mother country. The first was the Stamp Act of 1765, which required colonists to have government stamps on all documents in every household. It was enforced by British agents who used general warrants issued by a secret court in London to rummage through colonist possessions, ostensibly looking for stamps. General warrants, like those issued today by the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in Washington, D.C., authorize government agents to search wherever they wish and seize whatever they found. The second intolerable act was the Revenue Act of 1767, the proceeds from which the king used to pay the salaries of colonial officials and the king's clergy, thereby securing their loyalty. The Stamp Act assaulted the right to privacy in the home, and the Revenue Act forced colonists to pay for a religious establishment. These two British laws caused many colonists to realize they needed to secede from Britain and form a new country in which the government would protect freedom, not assault it. 10 years later, they did so and won the American Revolutionary War. Today, the loss of freedom comes in many forms. Sometimes it is direct, as when the government dictates the wearing of a mask and the reception of an experimental vaccine and punishes those who don't comply. Sometimes it's subtle, as when the government borrows $4 trillion a year and, as a result, our money and assets lose much of their value and our descendants will be taxed heavily to repay the loans. Sometimes it is secret, as when the government reads emails and text messages and follows the movements of cell phones, all without search warrants, or when it uses drones to kill people the government hates or fears, without a declaration of war or any due process. Freedom is the ability of every person to make personal choices without a government permission slip, to exercise free will. Free will is the natural characteristic we share in common with God. It is his unconditional gift to us. He created us in his image and likeness, and he is perfectly free, so are we. We are free to become saints or monsters. When the government takes away freedom, whether by fiat or legislation, it steals a gift we receive from God. It violates the natural law and the Constitution, and it prevents us from seeking the truth. Freedom is the essence of humanity. No one can achieve happiness or truth without it. Government negates freedom. We know from events 2,000 years ago this week in the Roman Empire police state of Judea that freedom is also the essential means to unite with the truth. To Christians, the incarnation and the perfect manifestation of truth is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To believe in Jesus is to take Easter seriously. Taking Easter seriously means accepting that on the first Holy Thursday, Jesus attended a traditional Jewish Passover Seder, where he performed two miracles so that we could stay united to him. He transformed ordinary bread and wine into his body, blood, soul, and divinity, and he empowered his disciples and their recognized successors to do the same. That Jewish Seder was the first Catholic Mass. The next day, the first Good Friday, the Roman government crucified Jesus because it feared that by claiming to be the Son of God, he might foment a political revolution. He did foment a revolution, but it was in the hearts and minds and souls of men and women. Taking Easter seriously recognizes that Jesus had the freedom to reject his horrific death, but he exercised his free will to accept it so that we might know the truth. The truth is that he, and we who have faith and hope and perform good works, would rise from the dead. On Easter, that far-off divine event, as Tennyson wrote, Jesus rose from the dead. By doing that, he demonstrated to us that while living, we can liberate our souls from the slavery of sin, because after death, we of faith, hope, and selfless good works can rise to be with him. Taking Easter seriously recognizes that the resurrection of Jesus is the linchpin of human existence to which the whole creation moves. With it, life is worth living, no matter how painful its cost or losses. Without it, life is meaningless, no matter its fleeting joys or triumphs. Easter has a meaning that is both incomprehensible and simple. It is incomprehensible that a human being rose from the dead. It is simple because that human being was and is God. Taking Easter seriously means that there's hope for the dead. And if there's hope for the dead, there's hope for the living. But like the colonists who fought the oppression of the king, we the living can achieve our hopes only if we have freedom. And that requires more than faith and hope and good works. It requires a government that protects freedom, not one that assaults it. America today is dreary, divided, and fearful. The government is broke, overbearing, and unworthy of belief. It threatens World War III, has produced wild inflation, destroyed happiness, and now wants our guns. A revolution for freedom is coming, and faith in Jesus' resurrection, which is also hope for our own, infuses the souls of the faithful with a joy that only God can give. Happy Easter. Again, those are not my words. Words of Judge Andrew Napolitano. He shared them with me earlier this week, but I wanted to wait to this particular day. Now, that said, let's reset the table here. We'll be right back. Like I said, plenty to get to today. Y'all stay tuned.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program.
How you doing today?
How am I doing? I'm trying to get used to these new in-ear headphones.
Working for you?
It's a little different than what I'm used to, so it's kind of throwing
me
off.
Sound?
Sounds fine. It's a little crispy, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a little less bass in these. But let's go to Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, I got three talking comments, and you know I have to. I kind of slide off if I don't keep myself on track.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, let's talk about P. Diddy.
Oh, the diddler.
Now, here's the funny thing about this is, first, was there too much force and aggression used towards that warrant? Hell yeah!
Wait, you're defending the diddler on this? You think the feds were too heavy-handed?
Hey, I'm a firm believer. A no-knock warrant should be... You go in there, and there's going to be like some of those Al Pacino movies, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, actually, I agree with you. I think no-knocks actually leave the police vulnerable, too. It's pretty risky for everybody involved.
Well, I think it was overkill, don't you? I think it was also set up, too, like when they broke into Trump's friends with scuba gear.
It was the media of it.
NBC.
But that sometimes can be the strategy of a prosecutor, so we'll see what they do.
Hey, man. Well, don't you think it was overkill, Eddie?
He's answering another call, but...
Okay. Don't you say overkill?
Well, everything they do is overkill. But also, what he's alleged to have done is pretty serious, too.
Well, I remember a couple that Trump did with the Russia, too, okay? Let's
Excuse
overreach.
Me holding the secrets the FBI doesn't want me to know is very different than P. Diddy or Puff Daddy, as I used to call him. We were friends.
Well, yeah, but right. It's very different than him, you know, sex trafficking Justin Bieber. Bieber. Justin Bieber.
I thought that's what you...
Yeah, not Bieber, but Bieber.
That's what Trump calls
it. Mm-hmm. But of course.
Right. Yeah,
Justin Bieber.
That's what every boomer calls it.
You should go and love yourself. All right.
I corrupted you, man. Hey, you know, when they come in there so strong, man, they make it sound like it was like... some movie, with Al Pacino in it or Robert De Niro movie, you know, you're coming in strong, you know, that's like, it was a show. Come on. Now, what did P. Diddy do? Did he threaten to vote for Trump? Is that what it was?
No, I think he has a long history, it seems, of crime, because a lot of this comes out in the lawsuits that they were able to quash, and
well,
I think the feds got wise to that.
Wait a minute, if you're going to come in that strong, and the person that owns the house and the property is walking around, not even being talked to, not being detained, not being arrested, what's up, Eddie?
What's to get whatever's in that daggum house?
Right, they don't. They don't generally arrest you every time.
Right,
when they're looking for the evidence, they just make you go away so they can tear up your house.
Right.
Let's talk about the FISA warrants, man. Those FISA warrants were faked up too by the federal government.
Yes.
Did anybody ever get punished by that?
No.
Judges said, we're gonna go after them. Blah blah blah. Didn't happen, did it?
When they're like, with FISA, we were able to stop a lot of terror attacks. I'm like, name one.
No,
it's that's classified.
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 Yeah,
we did.
I
tell you one thing. I want to get rid of that the Patriot Act? Bill?
I'm with you.
It gives up a lot of my civil liberties and freedoms, and I don't need it.
Guess what?
It ain't going nowhere.
It's going to stick around, buddy.
Let's talk topic number two. Let's talk about that little boat. 3-hour tour. It crashed into the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. What's up? Why don't we know who the captain is? You know, I would think we'd know everything about
him. I think the captain was
now.
Actually a port. It was a pretty experienced port operator.
Mm-hmm.
He did try to
drop the anchor
mm-hmm. to slow down. That didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Aye, matey.
And actually, have y'all heard the police call?
I've heard a couple things, but I don't know if I've heard that particular one.
Yeah, I'll have to pull this up because it's pretty serious.
I've also heard the theory of the sniper.
What I told Eddie is, why would I trust any federal agency under this regime? I wouldn't call it a cabinet, but a regime, that when that lady from the National Department of Safety Board or Bureau or whatever the hell, I ain't going to believe anything. If they want to cover it, they're going to do like every other damn thing. And let me ask you a question.
Wait, you don't trust the NTSB?
No. Okay.
But you wear your seatbelt, though, don't you?
Man, we've really got. I get that you don't like Fauci, that you don't like the intelligence agencies, but the National Transportation Safety Board.
They're all about safety, Joey.
They're all about safety.
What department do they fall under, Mr. I Can't Pave and Fill a Damn Pothole?
Oh, the Department of Transportation? Mm. Now, I have to say, though, when I saw Pete Buttigieg show up and speak, I'm like, it's okay. It's going to be all right, everybody. Buttigieg is here.
Peace.
Hey, why did it take Buttigieg a year to show his butt up to get down there to North Palestine on that train derailment? But man, he's there less than 24 hours there.
Because he could watch East Palestine on TV. You don't want to get chemical exposure.
Plus, he's a family.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, maybe it's because I know what it is. It's because the governor and the damn mayor just happen to be supporters of Biden and Stone Cold Blue Democrats.
And apparently, Baltimore, I think, is the number one city that gets federal money.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Have you seen some of the pictures? They had a documentary on Baltimore. Man, it's some plight going on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But there's, honestly, though, there's some professionals up there that make good money. I mean, real professions. Like, I wouldn't live there, but I see the paychecks they bring in, and I go, whoa.
And then you look at their K-12, we think we got it bad in Alabama, and we do have it bad. Not to sound like Usher, but they got it bad there. 11% reading proficiency.
I just don't.
Unbelievable, huh?
That's not good.
I mean, get that.
They had a Republican that was running for an office, and she walked through the neighborhood. Unfreaking believable. It looked like something in Ukraine after a bombing. I mean, it's just so much plight and destruction and education going down. Where's all this mystery money going?
Right.
Before we keep going here, let's all listen to this. It's only 90 seconds. This is the police call about was the collapse and the collision that was about to happen.
Hey, one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold on traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Yep, I'm en route to the south side.
This is West Church.
I'm holding traffic now. I was driving, but we stopped prior to the bridge, so I'll have all hourly traffic stopped.
10-4, is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge.
How do these guys that calm? in the middle of all this. I guess it's their job.
Yeah, but I don't think it's hit.
It's not. Yet. Well, here we go. Kind of keep going.
All airline traffic stop at this time. Once you get here, I'll go grab the workers on the key bridge and then stop the airline.
313 dispatch. The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
Airport dispatch is direct.
That's correct.
Give me no more traffic. We're stopped.
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down. We're going to have to get somebody on the other side, the Anne County MSP, to get up here and stop traffic coming northbound on the T bridge.
What a day at work.
Hey, talk about cool cucumbers, huh?
Yeah. Well, they're paid to do that job. Yeah.
And if you watch the video, it's interesting. Just before it starts to collapse, there's about four or five cars going like 60, 70 miles an hour.
You had to get off.
I don't know if they
heard they something just, or they felt the
they
shape.
They definitely saw it. That's a massive ship. Yeah. You could probably see it from the bridge.
Oh, yeah. And here's a funny thing. I don't understand. Plenty of people went on there and said, but the ship that large to go through, okay, it usually has one or two tugs attached to it, either on the front or one on each side to guide it through. There wasn't one damn tug on that damn thing.
I don't know.
What happened to the tugs? Are these people, these so-called seamen specialists, are lying that there's tugs? I mean,
I wouldn't know.
That's what I just don't understand. Yeah. What do you think, Eddie? What do you think, Joey?
Honestly, I wouldn't know.
I think it's particular to that port. That's why when somebody says, oh, this is standard procedure, it's like, well, this is a particular port run by particular people. So I don't know. It would make sense a ship that large would have tugs.
I heard the cruise ships, they actually put in their bellows or something like that. They suck in water so they can lower themselves down so they can get
under the bridge.
Wow.
Yeah. That's impressive. I mean, if I'm on a Carnival cruise, and I'm like, we're going to take on water, and then we're going to pump it back out to get back up again.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. There's some videos right now of a Carnival cruise, I think last week, that took on a boatload of water, and the whole second floor was pretty much flooded.
Well, no, and then I went on, I guess it was the Disney Cruise Line, has a ship that can do just a full 360 in place.
Oh, really?
And it would mock the other ships. Yeah, it would honk the horn and just spin in the port and stuff.
Burning donuts in the middle of the ocean.
And it's always lovely when you're going on a cruise. It's like, before y'all get drunk and start having promiscuous sex, we got to do the safety routine. And as you're sitting there with a little life jacket.
I thought you were on the Disney's cruise. My bad.
But you know what's interesting is, under Pete, what numerous disasters we've had in 4 years. Way to go, Pete.
Not his fault.
From airplanes, doors flying out. To trains derailing 6-7 times a year, different trains. I mean,
absurd. Does anybody really think, like, Pete Buttigieg, or you put anybody else in that job, like the Secretary of Transportation is really on top of things
I would
here.
Think, though, after the first one, though, you would
say, did he take maternity leave for breastfeeding or something? What the hell? Maternity leave, am I correct?
I believe that's what they called it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, and then, you know, Joey, that's the same thing at the military. It always starts at the top, and it rolls down, and it goes up.
Sure.
Okay, so, Pete, you know, his track record's not looking too good when we're kicking to potholes. Did we really expect it to do any better in the Department of Transportation? Good Lord.
I'm just saying, it didn't start with Mayor Pete. He's just the continuation of what the hell happened to this country. We used to be able to build things pretty damn quick. And now it's just, everything's too expensive, it takes too long, it's just a joke.
Didn't start with Pete, but it hadn't ended with him either.
Or like what Kaiser did with the Hoover Dam. Like, people thought it was impossible, all that cement. Amazing. Like, those men, especially at that time, incredible people.
Yep.
And, well, you know, but also, let's be honest, it was more dangerous for workers, but people just had
to get it done.
Had the moxie to get it done that way.
When I was in Vegas, Eddie, you took a tour of the Hoover, didn't you?
Yep. Couple times.
Is that amazing?
It is. I didn't realize how many people died building it. And imagine.
Oh, I know.
That kind
of. And another, I saw a documentary last week on. You want to talk about an achievement in itself in a documentary and how many people died? The Panama Canal. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Many people died from every damn thing you could think of?
Yeah.
And then they did a documentary, too, on how they made the Washington Monument. How many people died? They're hanging on by a piece of rope. I'm sure it wasn't OSHA around back then. and they're drilling and jackhammering. It's just amazing how we could do things. And today, how long is it going to take? A couple of years, they said, to get this bridge up?
It would. I mean, I don't see it getting done, especially with the world, the way the
That's
world
what
works now.
Saying, Eddie,
they'll stretch that
years.
Sucker out, man. They'll stretch it out.
They're talking 2 to 3 years.
I can see that.
They'll probably attach it, that money for that bridge to some Ukraine money and get some more Ukraine money.
You know that bridge will get funded, and about 50% of the money will actually go towards the bridge. And they're going to run out of money twice. You know that's going to happen.
Hey, did you see the Palestinian people protesters shut down Joe in one of his campaign stops?
Mm-mm.
He says, he says, and he said, what about the health care for the people in Gaza? Mm-hmm. He says, be gentle with them, be careful with them. When they were escorting him out, you know, he said, they're right. They got a point. Man, I tell you, what a butt kisser.
Well, he is a politician once he's elected. You'd kiss butts, too. I appreciate it, man.
Got to run.
All right, man.
See you, buddy.
272-9228. Coming up, new polling numbers are dropping out here. So,
I think I heard
interesting.
I still don't believe them, but.
No, some are good for Trump, some are bad. I firmly believe it would tighten, and it is going to tighten. The spoiler, though, is definitely going to be RFK Jr.
That's the one I heard.
One poll showed Kennedy, RFK Jr., helps Trump by 1 to 4 points in individual swing states. And the Biden team really is kind of upset and freaking out about this.
Well, they should be, but it's too late.
Especially after he picked Nicole Shanahan, who seems like a very impressive woman. Mm-hmm. I wasn't impressed with her speech. Like, it wasn't compelling as a speech. But when you look at her CV, what she's done, I'm like, okay, she's definitely smarter than the average bear for sure. And it doesn't really speak to me, but I'm trying to think in terms of people more on the left. I think that's why the Democrats are worried.
Yeah, I think they are. I think
a young, attractive, capable woman.
People that want to still stay Democrat and don't want a Biden, I mean, it gives them a valid option.
So anytime you see this like head-to-head Trump-Biden, look for the RFK Jr. element where they're actually, and they're going to have to start doing more polls where RFK is included because the guy ain't going away.
No, he's not.
By any means.
No, he's not. Only getting stronger.
So we got to hit a break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by, Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dylan Rings. And at Dylan Rings, they're at 119 Brown Springs Road. Eddie, have you seen the new renovations?
I've seen the pics of it on the Facebook
and
Instagram.
The remodel is amazing.
Beautiful. Yep.
They really did do incredible, incredible work. And so you got to stop by there, see the brand new Dylan Rings there at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off of Atlanta Highway. And I'm right now looking at Dylan Rings' Instagram page. And they're introducing their latest custom jewelry creations.
Ooh.
Been telling you for a while, Josh Ryder is a true artist.
Yes, he is.
Like, if you can dream it, he can make it a reality. Each piece is crafted with precision and passion to reflect your unique style. So I'm swiping through here. One is like a diamond-encrusted heart.
Ooh.
Like, the outline of the heart is encrusted in tiny diamonds, mm-hmm. as well as the band. It's a ring. But then it looks like the heart itself is one single stone, I believe. If not, he'd pulled some trick. That is remarkable. The man's not just an artist, folks. He's a mad scientist. Like, I don't even know how he does this stuff. But that's why he's the pro over there.
That's right.
At Dylan Rings. And if you go to their Instagram page, you can see some of this custom work they could do. And it could be you want to create something out of whole cloth, like you dreamed it, and here's my idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you can work with Josh through the process. He can do digital renderings, so before he actually creates the jewelry piece, you're getting a look at it and how it'll look on your skin tone and whatnot. Or it could be you want to update something. Say you inherited a piece of jewelry you want to keep. It means a lot to you. It reminds you of somebody. It's a true keepsake. But you want to update it, so it's a little more modern taste. They can help you with all that there at Dylan Rings. Again, 119 Brown Springs Road. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that those guys on the radio, Joey and Eddie, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature French fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.4% annual pace from October through December. It's an upward revision of the government's previous fourth quarter estimate. It was driven by robust consumer spending. The U.S. job market remains resilient in the face of some pretty stiff economic headwinds. Unemployment applications dropped slightly to 210,000 last week. Home Depot will shell out more than $18 billion to buy SRS Distribution, a materials provider for professional contractors. Among SRS customers, professional roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors. Ford will drastically cut the number of hourly workers at its factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning as sales of electric vehicles slow. That's according to the Detroit Free Press and the Louisville Courier. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think you're going to love the forecast for the next few days. Today, a little below normal. High temperature up to about 69, but a nice day. Mostly clear skies. Tonight will fall to the mid-40s for the overnight low temperature. Good Friday is a good forecast with a high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Maybe even the mid-80s by the time Monday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Tears and views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. And we're getting a lot of comments rolling in here today, Eddie.
Oh?
Yeah, and a lot of them have to do with you, big guy.
What'd I do today?
Actually, they're all in good fun. The Romex Angler asked, do some views egg hunt at Eddie's house this weekend? And then Gumtown John chimed in and said, Eddie's going to turn that down. He doesn't want to share the spoils of his golden goose. Which is just a little obtuse, but you have a golden goose?
Not that I know of, but I will go back and search again just to make sure I hadn't missed something.
And then Pepper writes in, hey, Eddie, do you have a Big Johnson fishing shirt on? It would be cool if you did.
I do not have the Big Johnson fishing shirt on. I do own
a. You own a Big Johnson fishing shirt?
Yeah, I'm sure I do own a couple of them.
You only wear it on warm days?
I wear it when we go deep sea fishing.
And deep sea fishing.
Being silly. You know, those kind of days.
What is a Big Johnson fishing shirt?
This is a shirt that's got a guy that works out and he's got a Big Johnson rod and, you know, Big Johnson fishing shirt. Yeah.
And you do, like, are these trips like men only trips?
Well, I would say men only. We've had a couple chicks go before, but usually some men that we've taken, they're softer than women. They usually find out once you get under the bridge who the real men are.
Wait, is a real man somebody who pretends like they're not going to throw up?
No, the real man will be reeling in the fish, seasick, stop for a second, throw up, then continue to reel in the fish.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Instead of going, I'm seasick and go spend the day.
If you're that sick, blow chunks, man.
We're done with
it. Just spew overboard.
Right.
Yeah, don't put it on the boat.
No.
Don't be laying down in the cabin. And to where you get all disoriented.
Because it gets worse.
And you can't get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I've been seasick once, and it was on a fairly small boat.
Yeah.
It wasn't my dad's. It was one of his buddies. Like, you know, I think an 18-footer. It wasn't huge, but we went out pretty good ways, like a mile or so. And, I got sick as a dog. That wasn't fun. But every other time I've gone out, I've not gotten sick.
I don't think I've ever really been seasick. I've been hungover, and that was god-awful. In fact, on one trip, I puked on the at the dock, and I told everybody, this doesn't count, because we hadn't really got on the boat yet.
And that never gets better, throwing up. It's just an awful place to be.
It is awful.
And you learn to just pull the trigger sometimes, but you never get used to it.
No. Yeah. Nope. And,
And you can tell how fat we are. We never throw up. Let's go to Miss Love. Hey, Miss Love.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing, Miss Love?
I want to thank both of you for what you do.
Well, thank you.
And I also know Crystal, you can spell two ways. Teresa, you can spell two ways. I want to know how Judge, the one that you, what he titled that article you read, and how he spell his name, and how can I get it?
Judge Andrew Napolitano, like the pizza.
Okay, spell it for me, the last part.
N-A-P. O-L. I have to write it down.
Okay, write it down, then spell it to me.
Yeah, Joey.
N-A-P-O-L. I-T-A-N-O, I think.
T-A-N-O. Now, I haven't been on here probably almost 45 minutes waiting on this, so where do I find it from?
His op-ed's all over the place. I think if you go to Judge Knapp, N-A-P, judgenapp.com, that's where it'll be.
Oh, yeah. It'll be right there.
Okay, I appreciate it so much. It's a wonderful piece. I really, really like it. Thank you.
God
have a blessed Easter.
You too. Happy Easter. Have you ever done that where you could spell, but like just thinking of the word?
I'm an awful speller.
You are?
Awful. Mm. Awful speller. Have been my whole life.
I got people, by the way, middle-aged men messaging me about, look up the Big Johnson shirt. You'll like it. Goodness gracious.
Remember the Big Johnson fire hoses?
Circus animals.
All kinds of Big Johnson stuff. I remember that in the day. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Now, we mentioned the polling data that's coming out.
Yeah, Joe.
And,
not lies, but
it's,
yeah.
I don't think it's lies. It's not lies. I think this is, well, actually, you're right. It's always good to remember, folks, what's the role the polls condition the poll.
I can see that and where that makes perfect sense.
Especially these ones, it's not like it's some independent group and that's all they do. A lot of these are commissioned by the media companies themselves. So it makes you go, how is a thing that you yourself produced also a news story that you're now pushing?
You've been on the receiving end of poll calls, and generally tell within the first two questions what they want you to answer. So I don't believe it no more.
I went through one, and I'm like, I hate this. I've told the woman, I'm like, this is not how I think about politics. She's like, well, how do you think about it? I'm like, there are a bunch of corrupt thieves, and they need to leave us alone. Okay, I'm writing that down. Like, you got an anarchist box to check there? Huh? But Trump leads Biden 50-45 in new Fox News national poll, and 43-38 with Kennedy, Stein, and West included.
Okay.
What do you think about Cornel West?
Not a fan.
You're not a fan?
Not a fan.
I don't like his politics, but I kind of like Cornel. Watching him over the years.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Trump leading 43-38 with RFK, Jill Stein, and Cornel West in the race.
What's Cornel West running at? I mean, what's his percentage?
He's running as like a Democratic Socialist. He's running as essentially a commie.
Right. And what kind of percentage is he?
He's going to get like 1%.
He really will get?
Yeah, he'll probably get about 1%.
Really? Okay.
Jill Stein, 1 or 2. And then we haven't even included the Libertarians. Why are you laughing?
Air conditioner got me
the air conditioner?
Yeah, got me throat again.
You know the rules. You know the rules.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
I won't mention the Libertarians again.
Okay.
But the Quinnipiac National Poll, easy for me to say, Biden leading Trump 48-45, but losing in the same poll. So Quinnipiac says Biden is leading Trump 48-45 nationwide, but then Biden ends up losing to Trump 39-38 with Kennedy, Stein, and West in the race.
See?
And you got to wonder, where is this going? But here, let's break down the Quinnipiac poll real quick. Voters are divided on whether they think the system of democracy in the United States is working, as 46% say it is working and 49% say it is not working, according to a Quinnipiac University national poll of registered voters released today. There are big differences along party lines. Democrats, 66-31%, think the system of democracy is working, while Republicans, 62%-33%, think it is not working. Independents are split, of course. Fence sitters.
Always.
Fence sitters. Eh. You don't have to sit on the fence. You can buy products to help you with that sort of inclination.
I see.
When voters were asked whether they think democracy in the United States will end in their lifetimes, voters, 68-21%, think that it will not end in their lifetimes. I've got bad news. I think it already ended, guys.
Mm.
Like, we get all lathered up about the voting, but how much changes? Seriously, on the big stuff? How much actually changes?
Well, on the big stuff, I don't think we get to partake in.
Right. Like, give me a break. They hacked our democracy a long time ago, and I don't mean the voting machines.
Right.
I mean your minds.
But they've even taken that. They've even taken that.
Now, when asked who they think is better suited to preserve democracy in the United States, 48% of voters think President Joe Biden, 44% think President Donald Trump. In a head-to-head presidential election matchup, 48% of voters support Joe Biden and 45% support former President Donald Trump. This is virtually unchanged from Quinnipiac's February the 21st poll. When the matchup is expanded to include independent and Green Party candidates, Trump receives 39% support, Biden receives 38%, independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy receives 13% support, Green Party candidate Jill Stein receives 4%. Okay. Good for Jill. I can admit when I'm wrong. An independent candidate, Cornel West, receives 3%.
There's only so many tree huggers out there, Joey.
There is no clear leader in either of these matchups. Well, actually, it's been a while since I got a hug, so I'm a tree today.
Well, I saw someone down here on Carmichael Road that'd probably give you a hug, but they won't do it for free.
Trump criminal trial. Voters were asked how it would impact their vote if Donald Trump were convicted in the criminal trial in New York City, where he stands accused of falsifying business records, including a hush money payment to an adult film actress.
I still don't get this.
That is just the dumbest
right
one of the whole bunch. Well, that and the real estate one. Both New York trials. I think the documents case should be taken seriously because it's the feds doing it.
Okay.
It's that special prosecutor, Jack Smith, doing it. But, like, come on.
Stormy Daniels.
And I can't believe we're still talking about that.
Well, it's apparently today that's starting up.
Yeah.
Like, and there's Michael Cohen, not Michael Cohen, of Greg Cohen's Electronic Supplies.
Yeah.
Michael Cohen, a 2018 letter of me is saying Mr. Trump didn't know anything about the Stormy Daniels hush money payments, but I was lying back then. I swear I'm telling the truth now.
Exactly. Once a liar, always a liar.
I know the feds have me over a barrel, and it doesn't feel good. It's like Pulp Fiction over here, but I was lying then. I'm telling you the truth now. Right. I'm not trying to save my own skin.
Right.
Right.
Which are done with him anyway.
But if Trump were convicted, 29% say they would be less likely to vote for him. Why? 55% say it would make not a difference, and 12% say they would be more likely to vote for him. 10% of Trump voters say if he were convicted, they would be less likely to vote for him. 62% say it would not make a difference, and 26% say they would be more likely.
I would go with the more likely. I think.
Yeah.
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 But now what they don't have is, what about who with his Bibles? They don't have any kind of new polling with the Bibles. Does that change anybody's mind?
There are people very upset about that. I had people text me that he went too far with selling Bibles.
Should he be giving them away? I mean, tell me what I'm missing here. They mad because it's Trump and the Bible?
It was a
Trump
late night text. I was like, I'm done. I'm watching
I'm just
something.
Curious. I don't. Why is it such a... What am I missing? Why is it such a bad thing? Would you rather...
272-9228. Hey, Urbanite, call up and explain yourself.
Yeah, I just... What am I missing? Would you rather him sell something else? What am I missing?
Do you think he's going to come up with a new line of Trump digital trading cards?
Well, they were pretty successful.
They go fast, folks, so you better go... Oh, hey, they saw that loser.
If he missed does, out. I'll get ready. I'll be more ready this time.
You like those, actually?
I like the value that they bring after you buy it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're in the NFT market now.
For something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sucker's born every minute.
Now, the most urgent issue, according to voters in this Quinnipiac poll at least, give it a list of 10 issues and ask which is the most urgent one facing the country today. Immigration ranks first, 26%, followed by the economy, 20%. And preserving democracy in the United States, 18%. Guys, it hasn't been preserved. It went away. Like, I know this is what they taught you in high school.
Right.
But give it a... It's like a religion.
How about green energy? Is that somewhere on there? That is level of... Importance?
I'm not seeing it. No other issue reached double digits other than those three. Yeah. Immigration, the economy, and preserving democracy.
I'm glad to see that scam.
Among Republicans, the top issue by a majority was immigration, followed by the economy. Among Democrats, the top issue is preserving democracy. It's almost like... This is part of what I'm talking about, how they hacked your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like Fox News blasting it out every day, images of the border and immigration, 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 immigration?
Yeah, I've been trying to get...
And then on MSNBC, CNN, it's like democracy, preserve democracy, the dictator wants to get rid of it. And it's funny how, like, what the media blasts out to y'all, that's what you end up thinking.
Mm. I see.
Just interesting how that works. But you're in charge, right? Sure you are. So how about this? Let's hit a break.
All right.
The polls are interesting, though, and I think the RFK angle in particular is going to potentially play spoiler. And if this thing, the most fascinating scenario, Eddie, is if it's thrown into a contested election, nobody gets 270 electoral votes.
Right.
I think the country's divided now. But I think it would be in favor of red states because each state gets a vote. It's not the whole body. Each state.
You think ammo prices are high now.
I don't like it when you talk that way.
I know it.
I'd rather you talk about that big Johnson t-shirt. Hey, before we hit the break, this part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. Great guy.
Great American.
And Cole Plumbing can help you folks out with all sorts of plumbing problems. Of course, they have this proprietary...